Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, another busy weekend of action at a number of venues across the weekend.
Absolutely, a number of venues and a number of international venues indeed, Owen. And I'll kick off with 2 o'clock yesterday morning in Boston at Boston University with Roisin Flanagan setting a new Ulster 5,000 metres indoor record. She returned 15:36.05. That time, 15:36.05, brings her to fourth on the Irish all-time list. That all-time list is led by Sonia O'Sullivan, of course, and it's a pretty strong performance. In fact, it's a strong performance that actually gives her qualifying Commonwealth Games and the European Championships qualifying time. So well done there. It was the record, the Ulster record, the old Ulster record indeed was held by Sarah Collins of Finn Valley as well, 15:41. So that's an interesting link. Now her sister Roisin, or her sister Eilish, who also was running in that meet in a different race indeed, around 15:45.69, which again is a very strong performance. And of course she's in Albuquerque now, and she was travelling up from New Mexico to compete indeed to accompany her sister really at the meet. So you know, she's a lot of training in her legs, so you would expect that she would be a little bit slower. So that was the big news from there. And then of course we moved to Sweden during the day yesterday, where John Kelly was making a return after a long, long, long period of injury, 18 months out injured, an injury that could have threatened his career indeed, but due to really, really, really good rehab and physio advice and so on, and medical advice, he's back in business, and back in business with a big, big, big throw at Saxio, where he trains now. He trains up in Sweden, he trains in Sweden, he works in Sweden, and he's with a group of athletes, Swedish athletes, and indeed Norwegian and Nordic athletes that are world lead athletes, so he's in a great environment. So this big 18:22 got him going, and he's in good shape. He won the meet. He beat two British guys who were second and third, so an international open meet there. And indeed, John, now the St. Johnston man, moves on to Stockholm next weekend where there's a Grand Prix meet, so we'll see how that goes. But 18:22 is a very, very solid, positive performance from him. Earlier today in Spain, so we're jumping around internationally here, in Spain, and Pamlova, Brendan Boyce was out in the 20k race. He's been training there. He competed in an international 20k walking race, and indeed, you know, you need to understand that the 20k is not his distance. Of course, he's 35k now. That's his target now. That's his focus now. That's the new distance for Olympic competition. He won't be happy with a 1:27.13. He finished 12th in the competition, and he is, and he has expressed that he's very, very disappointed with his performance. So he'd have to just pick it up. He'd have to just dust himself down, get himself back home, get back into training, and come on to the next competition. But 1:27.13 wasn't a really really strong performance. So, and as I say, he is disappointed with it. He's realistic. He knows where he's at, and we'll see how he reacts to that. Earlier today, well, Catherine McDevitt of Letterkenny Athletic Club, she was in Scotland at the Scottish Indoor Championships, the Masters Scottish Indoor Championships, and she had a double victory, 60 metres and 200 metres, 26.75 for 200 metres, a personal best for her, and indicating strong form at the moment, and indeed very, very relevant at the moment, because she's off to Braga next weekend to compete in 3 events, the 60 metres, the 200 metres, and the relay team with the Irish Masters Relay team. So 26.75 for Catherine McDevitt of Letterkenny, a new Scottish championship record. And I mean, she's buzzing, really, really buzzing about that performance. That's what she went to Scotland to achieve. She achieved it, and now she's got a really good boost as she moves forward to Braga with the other Donegal athletes that are going there to compete next weekend in the European Masters Championships. And so we're really looking forward to see how all of that goes. Now, what else have we to, well, we had national masters, masters and intermediate cross country championships, and underage development cross country championships, all the way down in Castle Lyons, down in County Cork today. The long journey, and the long journey that proved a very, very, very happy hunting ground for Inishowen Athletic Club. Inishowen winning the over 50 team in the men's, led of course by Pádraig McKinney, Finbar Gallagher on board there, Liam Bradley on board, Martin McLucas on board there, and indeed the Donegal County team with Michael of Penrose, Finn Valley and Anthony Doherty of Milford getting third team. So excellent, and congratulations to Inishowen, not only for making the long, long journey, but taking the national title. So it just makes that journey home all that much shorter. So well done, Inishowen. Over 50 national masters cross-country team champions, and Donegal getting third. In the intermediate men, well, no great luck there. John Joe Doherty of Finn Valley was the best of the Donegal contingent, finishing 12th, and Finn Valley finishing fourth team. So no medals for Finn Valley on this occasion. They've had a good history of a good record in the Masters cross-country men's event, and indeed the women's, but no luck on this occasion. So 12th for them there. And the underage section, well, the Rosses came up trumps. A really, really big day for Odrun Rogers, under 15, 1,500 metres. The Rosses athlete, Odrun Rogers, he won it really, really well. So that's a great, great fillip for the Rosses club. And these development All-Ireland Championships. So well done to him. And another medal for the Rosses and the under 11 boys for Evan Ward. So two medals there for the Rosses and the underage stuff. And the Women's Masters today as well, Noreen Boner of Finn Valley was the only medal winner. She finished third in her age category, so well done to her. She's up to brag, of course, as is Kay Byrne, but no medal for Kay this time. She finished fourth in her age category, and also finishing fourth in her age category was Jennifer Eldon of Finn Valley as well. So a busy, busy, busy weekend. Inishowen getting that big performance, of course, is a big story. Roisin Flanagan, a new Ulster record, fourth on the Irish all-time list for her. John Kelly back in action. Brennan having a disappointing run. Catherine McDevitt getting a championship best performance in Scotland, and so on. So it's been a really, really, really strong performance once again at a number of venues for Donegal athletes. And many of them, as they now make their way home, will be pretty happy with the outcome.